proud of our players. Stepped up, played well in the second half. You know, offensively, we had a pretty decent night moving the ball. And defensively, finally got some stops, a couple in the red area. And one there on fourth down at the end. You know, I thought our kick coverage was good, which was helpful. But, you know, in the end, it was a good football game. Played well enough to win, made enough plays that we needed to make when we needed to, when it was critical time. And so now we're on to next week. And we know it'll keep getting tougher every step of the way through the playoffs. So now whoever it is, we know we're going to have to play better and play our best football next week. But it's good to be playing next week. So happy about that. And, you know, credit to Jacksonville for their season and for the way they played and competed tonight.
Bill, there were some concerns early in the game, as well as Tom played. Your pass defense seemed to give up a number of big plays early.
Yeah, we didn't play real well defensively in the first half, and you know they took advantage of a couple of errors that we made, and they hurt us with it. So you know, hopefully we can do a better job of coaching it and do a better job playing it.
On the other side, Bill, the running game seemed to do pretty well against that big physical defensive line.
You know, I thought Lawrence ran well. And our line blocked well. We had some good holes. Receivers did a good job. You know, we're in a lot of multiple receiver sets, and the receivers did a good job of tying up those DBs, who are good run force players. Cousins, Williams, and Mathis are all tough in the running game. So, you know, I thought they did a very competitive job there, too, and Lawrence ran well. Kyle helped us, too, you know, on the edge. Yeah, it was a little disappointing us, too. He missed. Thought it could have... You know, he's been a great quarterback for us in his whole career here. He's been great in the big games and, you know, outstanding tonight. Thought he managed the team well. There were some audibles and stuff like that he did a good job of. Of course, he threw the ball well. And I thought that the play action with both Tom and the line was good. We got a couple big plays off of that, and that was, you know, it was a well-executed play. And certainly he had a strong role in them, but. You know, he's a terrific player. He's had a great year for us.
Did they take Randy away?
No, I played a lot of two-deep zone. Yeah, there were a lot of two-deep zone most of the night. And, you know, I thought Tom did a good job of taking what was, you know, who the open guys were. And that was sometimes the back, sometimes the tight ends, sometimes the inside slot receivers. You know, we're in quite a few four receiver sets, and a lot of balls went inside. You know, Dante made a couple big plays for us as well. On the perimeter, the scramble pass there, and of course the last play on third down, a little hitch out there that he broke a tackle and got first down. So, you know, it was tougher for the outside receivers, both Dante and Randy, tonight.
What an interesting wrinkle you put on the Kevin Falk direct snap play that you used previously. Is that something that has been in?
Yeah, it was you know, a play that we used against Jacksonville, and kind of piggybacked off that from you know, previous. A play that we'd run against them, but I thought it was well executed with the faking. The line was real aggressive, and you know Tom hit the ball well, so it worked out well. It's big score for us.
Bill, is Maroney a better?
I think Lawrence does a good job for us in the passing game. Yeah, I think he's done a good job for us. He's certainly improved there in the 2 years. Since he's been here, he's worked hard at it in all phases, blitz pickup, route running, catching, you know, spacing, those kind of things. So he's worked hard. He's done a good job. And he's improved dramatically in 2 years, no question.
Mm-hmm. Can you comment on the overall style of the game, just in terms of tempo? It seemed like a slower pace game, since both teams sort of controlling.
Well, I don't know. You know, there were several kind of long drives in the first half, or, you know, one team took the length of the field, and then the other team took the length of the field. And so there weren't a lot of possessions, and I thought it was important that we made the most of our possessions, and for the most part we did. We got, you know, we got the ball into the end zone four times and you know, had two field goal attempts. But, you know, we need to make those count. And, of course, the turnover early in the game was big. That set up a short score for us, and fortunately we were able to capitalize on that. But our red area offense was, you know, we had the obviously the penalty at the end of the half, which, and then a missed field goal, so we didn't get any points out of that one. But, you know, had we not done that, I'm sure would have had a better chance to score rather than being, you know, second and 26 or whatever it was.
Bill,
During the season, well,
is that something you find yourself?
I don't know. I just say where we are right now. I think, you know, if somebody has to go all the way, they got to go all the way. You know, I think we're at that point in the season where any of our backs, if they had to play the whole game, that they should be able to play it, and I would think they would go in there and play it well, whether it be Heath or Kevin or Lawrence. So if that's what it came to, otherwise we'll utilize them as we feel is best for our personnel and personnel groupings and try to maximize, you know, our efficiency offensively, and that includes everything.
Now that this game is behind you, who would you like to have next week?
Yeah. Whoever wins. I mean, we don't have any control over it. They're both great teams. We played them both, and they're both outstanding football teams. So, you know, that'll be decided tomorrow. There's nothing we can do about it. We just got to try to get our team ready to go and play as well as we can.
On your first touchdown, did you just decide the replay was too inconclusive to challenge it?
Yeah, it was just too late by the time we got a look at it. I'm still not sure if it was or wasn't. I know it was a close play, but it just we just didn't really have enough time to see it.
The Jaguars go off the board defensively from what they have done coming into this game. It seemed like they maybe did some things that weren't that common for them.
You know, I'd say they did what they usually do. They played a little more six defensive backs with Starks against us. I mean, we've seen them do that. We probably got a few more snaps of it than we've seen over the course of the year. And then they played a little bit of the 3-3. Nickel package, and again, we've seen that, but we probably got a little bit, few more snaps of it. Well, I wouldn't say it was anything new, but we maybe got a little bit higher, a little bit more frequency on it than what we've seen overall. We've seen all their games, and we probably got more than any other team, let's put it that way. And they've seen some four-receiver teams, you know, like Pittsburgh and that, so I'd say we probably got a little bit more of it, but it wasn't anything that we hadn't practiced against or we hadn't seen them do. Okay. All right. Thank you.